Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guests, join the Junks on the BetQL guest hotline. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. They analyze every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access. Just download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. We're now joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Chip Patterson, college sports writer for CBSSports.com. You can check out his latest work on CBSSports.com. He's got the Thursday storylines for the Sweet 16 all set up for you. What's up, Chip? Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, good to be with you. Fun time of year, and how are y'all doing?
We're good, man. Looking forward to tonight. Are you at one of the sites?
No, I was in studio for CBS Sports HQ for the first weekend, okay. And I'll be back in studio for the Final Four. Easter weekend, I got some family obligations on Saturday and Sunday, so I'll be from the home studio, but I will be on CBS Sports HQ all night doing reactions to each game.
Awesome. All right, well, let's start with the first game tonight, Clemson and Zona. I've got a betting interest in this game. All right. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I need Arizona just to win the game, but, not a total contrast in styles, but Arizona wants to obviously get up and down and get it to about 85 points. Clemson had a couple games this year where they got there. Gerard and Hunter really have to shoot the ball well if they're going to score. PJ Hall, tough. He's tough to deal with, can stretch you out. But this game's played in LA. All right. This is ACC going out to Pac-12 country. Arizona's a pretty significant favorite, almost 8 points. Total's about 152. What does Clemson have to do, in your opinion, to beat Arizona?
All right, great question, because that's where I was going to go. So Clemson, defensively, with Hunter and Gerard, might have itself a little bit of a problem when it comes to dealing with Arizona's guards. And clearly, you know, Caleb Love, the Pac-12 Player of the Year, that's going to be the engine. But you know, what we've seen from Jaden Bradley, the former Alabama player coming off the bench, what we've seen from Boswell. I think that there is a lot of not only just like firepower in terms of shooting and scoring ability, but just the problems that they can create in pick and roll, the matchups that they can get. Perimeter defense is going to have to be really, really sharp for Clemson, because otherwise they're going to leave some open shots to shooters who can and absolutely splash it in. I think that there's a good sign for Arizona going up against PJ Hall, because in their matchup against Dayton, you got to remember that they played against a guy named Deron Holmes.
He's a stud.
Phenomenal player. But he's, again, one of those five-out, you know, really versatile bigs. And so you at least got a little bit of a feel for that. And Arizona, because of that, was not able to overwhelm you with their seven-footers inside, Omar Ballo leading the way. So it's like Arizona got a look at something similar to PJ Hall with Deron Holmes. Arizona, I think, has an advantage. But you mentioned earlier this year, and this is something I took big note of, and for anybody who might have a wagering interest on the total, you know, Clemson, you're right. The numbers, you pull up the pace numbers, they are not one of the most up-tempo teams. They're not Houston, but among teams that are left in this field, I believe they are 13th of the 16 teams in terms of pace. But when they played Alabama, a team that they beat in Tuscaloosa, and when they played North Carolina, a team that they beat in Chapel Hill, in both of those games, wins for the Tigers, they were more than happy to get up and run with the more up-tempo team. If I'm to use that to look at my prediction of how this goes, I think that Arizona is able to kind of pick Clemson apart on the perimeter. I think that Clemson's more willing to run than their season averages. And we have an Arizona win and maybe a little bit of a higher scoring game.
Chip, how do you see the UConn-San Diego State matchup unfolding. It's a rematch of the title game from last year. UConn's been mowing through their first two opponents by an average of 28 points. They've faced little resistance at this point. Can San Diego State keep this one close? This one tips at 7:30-39 tonight on TBS.
I don't think so. The matchup last year was like a coronation, right? I mean, I think the final margin ended up being like 16 or 17,
right?
But it was just never in doubt. You know, you jump up by like 12 in the first half and just kind of nurse it the rest of the way. This is a San Diego State team that offensively has gotten a lot from a guy who was a bench player last year, Jaden Ledee. And I do think that, you know, against most teams, Ledee could be a real problem. But what they've got with Donovan Klingon, you know, Dan Hurley calling him Kling Kong on the broadcast, like he was hurt, missed about six or seven games in the middle of the season. And I heard Hurley say during some of the press availability, you know, he's finally healthy. He's finally healthy. It's almost as though UConn knew that when they needed Donovan Klingon, wasn't in January, it wasn't in February, that when you've got a 7-2 rim protector and offensive threat, that is something that in a tournament scenario, there's not necessarily a good game plan for. And I don't know right now if this is a San Diego State team that has the size to be able to deal with Klingon at the rim. And San Diego State certainly does not have the shot making to shoot over UConn's defense. So, you know, how UConn decides to try to pick apart what I think is a phenomenal San Diego State defense, we'll see. But the reason why UConn's my pick to win it all, it was before, it still is now, is that they have more ways to beat you. They can win a high-scoring track meet. They can win a low-scoring grinder. If you want to take away Newton, you can go to Klingon. You've got Cam Spencer, Alex Caravan, just flamethrowers that can get hot from outside. It's like, you know, you go in these heavyweight matchups to the second, the third. You know that there's going to be a game plan to stop your best option. What do you have as those auxiliary parts? The auxiliary parts for UConn are just better than almost everybody else in this tournament. I'm not expecting the Aztecs to prove a lot of resistance.
Yeah, UConn hasn't really had a close game. I mean, St. John's was obviously a close game, 95-90, but they haven't had a close game in weeks. I mean, weeks. They didn't have a really close game last year in the tournament. It'll be interesting to see how they react and respond in a tight game. You know, and then when they went out to Creighton, they got, you know, that wasn't close either because Creighton bombed them pretty good. But, yeah, I agree, man. UConn's just so good at every position. The thing that San Diego State has going for them, they're older. They got an older team, but they just don't score enough. So let's go to Bama, Carolina.
Cool.
This will be interesting. Now, it's 9:40. It's probably not going to start at 9:40 out in L.A. Probably going to start later than that. I wish it was earlier, but I'd love to see this game. Bama's defense is non-existent. Carolina's laying 4.5. 174 is your tote. I just, in my opinion, I don't see Carolina losing this game. I think Grant Nelson, who's probably going to have to guard Baycott, probably going to foul out. But Bama, if they get hot from three, it could be interesting. Your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, and this will be, for Hubert Davis, some interesting decisions. He's not using a really deep rotation. You know, you get Jalen right. Withers coming off as a big and Seth Trimble as your perimeter defender. And I think that because Alabama point guard Mark Sears is so not only so good, but also so important at facilitating and setting up everything Alabama does offensively, I wonder if Hubert Davis takes Seth Trimble, somebody who's maybe not as, you know, skilled offensively as an Elliott Cadeau, but is a better defender than Cadeau. And if you start to see him, you know, have a few more minutes just so that his assignment is to try to disrupt Mark Sears, because if you do that, then things could get a little bit problematic in terms of Alabama getting the shots that it wants to get. North Carolina's defense has been tremendous all year. It's funny. It's not a group that we think about Iowa State's defense, you know, best in the country. They force a lot of turnovers. They get up in there. They get steals. North Carolina's defense does not force steals. But what they do is they deny open shots better than almost anybody in the country. I think that is a huge skill to have against this Alabama team. You know, we also had – we saw Alabama get a little bit banged up in that Grand Canyon game. You know, I'm going to be looking at Reitzel. I haven't seen an official status update. I'll dig in before tip-off. But, you know, concussion a couple of days ago, maybe he's cleared, maybe he's not. You know, it's always sort of unknown on that front. But if Alabama is limited in personnel, you mentioned the foul trouble. I could definitely see that happening. So I've got at North Carolina advancing, but the way that Alabama could close a gap quick – again, like just to take it to the wagering corner before we move on, you don't want to be holding that North Carolina 4.5 or 5 ticket. They're nursing like an 8-point lead or a 9-point lead, and then 2 minutes to go, bang, bang, bang. Yeah. And all of a sudden they find themselves in one of those like 2-point, 3-point games. Again, it feels like the game because of the matchup advantages that the Tar Heels win. I think the odds makers are dancing on a pretty good number right there at 4.5.
So you like Zona, UConn, Carolina, and then a pure contrast in styles, Illinois and Iowa State, right? I don't think anybody – I don't care who you are defensively. I don't think anybody can stop Shannon. We'll see how that's played out tonight. But who do you like in the Illinois-Iowa State game? Iowa State, number one defense in the country.
I'm going to go Illinois. And it's so crazy because, you know, Brad Underwood had so many good teams. One seed. Can't even get to the Sweet 16. You know, Illinois, proud program, no Sweet 16 since 05. And I wonder if just getting over that hurdle is just going to lead to a little bit of a freedom of pressure and that they just come out and just blitz Iowa State. Because this is one thing that I know, Iowa State cannot keep up. If they don't force turnovers, if they don't get Illinois out of its flow, then they're not going to be able to keep up. But what Illinois has done in this tournament and in the Big Ten tournament, get off to some slow starts. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if Iowa State leads at halftime, you know, if we have a scenario where you're a little bit concerned. But in all those games, and I think against Iowa State too, the ability to just totally roar back. It's Terrence Shannon. It's Marcus Damask. It's Coleman Hawkins, who can stretch you out and hit some shots from beyond the arc. Dane Danger, who has had a tremendous tournament, could be real problems for Iowa State, who doesn't have as much size inside. And the other thing that Iowa State does, and I apologize for getting a little too nitty-gritty, but I hope that the basketball nerds out there will like it. But when they are just blitzing the ball and they're throwing double teams and they're throwing traps, they leave open the weak side for offensive rebounds. And that's where Dane Danger, Coleman Hawkins, and really just the rest of this Illinois front court, I could see them kind of eating up on the glass where it feels like Iowa State, they've, you know, gotten them down to the end of the shot clock. They've played this tremendous defense for a whole possession. They force a bad shot, but because their bodies are away from the basket, boom, here's an easy, like, put-back offensive rebound. Those buckets can be as deflating as a dunk or a three-pointer when you play perfect defense and then the opponent gets an offensive rebound and an easy bucket. Those are things that I'm going to be watching, especially in the key parts of the game.
Joined by Chip Patterson, college sports writer for CBSSports.com. He's based in Raleigh, so he's been in the middle of this NC State run to the Sweet 16 that, by the way, has added at least $5 million to Kevin Keats's bottom line coaching salary-wise, so good for him. How improbable has this run been? They face Marquette, the 2 seed, in that South region matchup. That's the first game tomorrow night.
Can I just go vibe with y'all for a little bit?
Please. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so Kevin Keats shows up. He's playing on the Tuesday in the ACC tournament.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're going up against Louisville, and if they lose that game, he is going to get fired.
Right.
They come back from a halftime deficit. They were down as many as 10 in the first half. They beat Louisville. They beat Syracuse. They beat Duke. They beat Virginia. They beat North Carolina. And you know what those five programs are? Those are the only other programs in the ACC with the national championship banner. Mm-hmm. They literally went through like a video game. Boss number one, boss number two, boss number three. And it's like when they reached the mountaintop, they just achieved this power. And now they're in the NCAA tournament. They're playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. Basketball-wise, I think that it frustrates some NC State fans that I know to say, number one, where was this urgency during the year when you were blowing leads to Syracuse, when you were losing the games you shouldn't have lost? And then number two, you know, why did it take this long for us to figure out this 4-out around DJ Burns offense? Because the reason why NC State has been successful against, you know, both a good defensive team in Texas Tech, you know, the weird junky zone that Oakland ran, is because they're like, all right, we're going to get it into DJ. And DJ is such an excellent passer when teams double. And you've seen, you know, O'Connell has come up with a bunch of three-pointers. You know, DJ Horn can stroke it from deep. Mo Diarra has been able to come up with big buckets as well. Casey Morsell. Like, you wonder, is it the coaching? Is it the players? Or is it probably a combination of the both? But they are playing, in terms of this small sample set, well enough to be where they are in the Sweet 16. The problem was it took them all year to get there.
Don't you think it's got to come to an end, though?
Not against Marquette. Oh, more vibes. Right. So Marquette was the team they beat in 1974 for the national championship. Houston is the team they beat in 1983 for the national championship. I'm telling you, this is like this is some weird juju we got going on around the Wolfpack right now.
You got storylines for all of them. All right, before we get to Drake May here quickly, do you like any of the underdogs in the other three games? Zags, Dukies, and Creighton, a slight underdog.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Creighton, I do agree. It's kind of more of a toss-up there. Yeah. I think it was really impressive the way that they played and pulled away against Oregon. That was a gut check. And I was in CBS Sports HQ studios. We get all the truck feeds and all the press conferences piped in, and all the players and Greg McDermott, they were talking about that 1-point Elite Eight loss to San Diego State last year, and how it was the motivating factor for Kalkbrenner coming back, how it was the motivating factor for Trey Alexander coming back. Those are guys that went through the NBA draft process and maybe could have gone and gotten picked. And I think that there's some real – like, that won't win you a national championship, but when you're in double overtime with no legs against Oregon, that kind of motivating factor can be something that's really big. So I lean Creighton. But in terms of upsets, I do think the Duke is going to get past Houston. You know, Houston taking yet another injury. They've been a little bit banged up kind of at every stage of the season. And there is not a great option to stop Jared McCain, who I think is the best catch-and-shoot three-point shooter in the NCAA tournament that's left. He's not going to have 8 three-pointers like he did in all the games from here on out. But you can have a great game plan. But with Tyrese Proctor out there, with Filipowski out there, and just the way that McCain does such a good job coming off screens, getting set, catch, shoot. It happens so quickly and so efficiently. I think that this is a Blue Devils team that certainly has the goods to be able to take out Houston, because Houston's challenged offensively. Then how about this? I think Houston is the worst, 16 of 16, the worst team left in the tournament with free throw shooting. Wow. They are one of the lowest rated shooting percentage teams. Like, this is a group that if Duke gets out to a big lead, it would be up to Duke in terms of whether or not they blow it, because I don't think Houston's got the horses.
Interesting. All right, quickly switching over to college football. You specialize in both. That's all we talk about here in Washington. Who is Washington going to select at 2? Is it going to be Daniels? Is it going to be May? Is it going to be JJ? May's pro day today. Your thoughts on May as a prospect, as a player, and what do people think about him down there?
Yeah, I think that Drake May will always be I think that Drake May will always be like loved, adored, but as much for sort of like his big familial connection to North Carolina, the fact that when all the big dogs came sniffing around him during the off season, that, you know, he decided to stay, you know, be a Tar Heel for life, or yada, yada, yada. But look, it was an unsuccessful tenure. I don't think Drake May wears that individually. I think a lot of that gets reflected onto Mac Brown because the defense really let them down. The offensive line wasn't all that great. There is a complicated legacy for Drake May, because Drake May is a generational talent at quarterback who I think will have a very successful NFL career. And yet, what do you have to show for it? You know, a couple of, what, a Duke's Mayo Bowl loss?
Right.
You know, like just a kind of up and down, a Holiday Bowl loss. I think that, what do people around here think? They think that they probably should have gotten a little more. And again, that doesn't all fall on Drake May, because you go back to the losses that cost them the opportunities to play for an ACC championship this year. They did play for one last year, to be fair.
Clemson, yeah.
They did play for the title last year. But I think that there's always going to be around here a feeling, and look, stretch it back to y'all's guy Sam Howell. You had 3 years of Sam Howell. You had 2 years of Drake May. The best thing you had to show for it was an Orange Bowl invitation during the COVID year that only happened because the ACC got two teams in the playoff. So yeah, everyone understands the talent of May, which I do obviously think is a notch up from where Howell is. But this is one where Tar Heel fans are going to root for his success in the NFL and always wonder what could have been if that team had been a little bit sharper against lesser opponents in the ACC.
Chip, enjoy the games tonight, man. We always appreciate the intel. Thanks for coming on,
man. Thank you, Chip. Appreciate it, buddy.
Sounds good. Y'all be well.
Yep, that's Chip Patterson, at Chip_Patterson on Twitter, college sports writer for CBSSports.com. Keep listening, because when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win two tickets to Nationals opening day, Monday, April 1st, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. So keep listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.